buying things and breaking things. This is the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast for Thursday, the 22nd of September, 2022. Ooh, 2222. I'm your host, Ken Ray, joined today by Nick DeCorville, a writer for the Mac Observer. Thanks for hanging out with us today, Nick. I appreciate it.
Hello. Yes. Greetings. Wonderful to be here.
I want to make sure I'm pronouncing that right. Is it, it's Nick?
The accent's a bit off.
Okay.
You're close.
Hey, second part of today's show, crashing and falling and falling and crashing. When Apple introduces a new feature like crash detection, you know somebody's going to have to try it out. Not me, but somebody has. We'll talk about that. First, though, let's go shopping with Nick. Now, I have to admit, before we get started, I keep forgetting that Apple actually introduced three new watches a couple of weeks ago. Everybody remembers Apple Watch Ultra because it was, you know, the showpiece of the show, really. Apple Watch Series 8, I think people remember because it comes after 7. And I keep forgetting that Apple also came out with the second generation of Apple Watch SE. You, on the other hand, went and bought yourself one.
Yeah, I did decide to go with the Apple Watch SE. I've never really been a watch person, to be honest. It's never really been something I've concerned myself with. But the crash detection is what caught my eye with the SE. So in lieu of going out and spending the big bucks on a new iPhone 14, I chose to go the simpler direction and just get myself the Apple Watch.
All right. Forgive me if this actually gets into something that I shouldn't, but are you crash prone or are you paranoid? Or are you just like, well, when somebody gives you a good, you know, safety feature like this, I want to be as safe as I can be, so I'm going to grab it.
So admittedly, well, I am rather accident prone. Race being my middle name, of course. No, what drew me to it is an idea I have, and I'm actually testing my idea tomorrow, so I don't want to give away too much just yet. But there is an idea that I had with crash detection, and I'd like to see if my hypothesis holds true.
So really, this is just about crash detection. It's just the one feature that turned you on.
So that was the feature that got me hooked on it. I did have an immediate attraction to wanting to figure out the nuts and bolts of crash detection. It uses a series of different features kind of all combined into one to bring the feature to users. But after a little bit less than a week now, I have started to fall in love with my Apple Watch SE.
So then, now that you're actually liking the device as opposed to it just doing the one thing, are you sorry about the stuff you're missing? And I'm not trying to make you feel bad about, like, the thing that you bought. It's interesting to me when you said the thing that got you to, you know, finally, or the thing that got you to buy it was because of the crash detection. I didn't realize you had, like a thing you wanted to try out. I traded up from my Series 0 to my Apple Watch Series 3 because of the heart stuff. And it's pretty much exactly the reason I told you. Not because I have any kind of known heart condition or anything like that, but when I realized that my first watch would have no problem letting me die, but my next watch would do something to keep me from dying, I thought, well, I want that one. And of course, I've traded up to Series 7 since because the Series 3, you know, started to feel slow and silly. Are you still happy that you went with the SE?
So there are some big differences that people should be aware of. The Apple Watch SE, for example, it's not getting the always-on display.
Right.
Now, admittedly, since I don't typically cover the Apple Watch, our good friend Arnold Zafra typically covers it. I did forget, unfortunately, that the Apple Watch Series 8 does have some more of the heart stuff features that the SE doesn't have. This is a blood oxygen app, temperature sensing, a lack of an ECG app, as well as ovulation estimates.
Right.
I didn't do my due diligence as a researcher, but overall, I'm still happy with my purchase. I am kind of debating if I am going to truly miss the always-on display.
Mm-hmm.
The SE doesn't get the always on, whereas the 8 and the Ultra do. And so far, my answer is no.
wasn't worth the extra $100, but time will tell.
I kind of like it. Time will tell. I like that. I kind of like, honestly, the always-on display, although occasionally I look at my watch and I think, wait a minute, that should be different. And it's because it's on the always-on display. And so something hasn't necessarily caught up. Like if I'm out, you know, if I've already gone for a walk or something like that and I'm looking for my, you know, calorie burn to have changed or things, it feels like that lags a bit. The only other feature that you didn't mention that you're also missing, is the fast charge. But I've never really understood the need for that with Apple Watch, unless you're one of those people. And I'm not one of these people. If you use it for, you know, all of your activity in the day and you use it to track your sleep as well, you might want to do the fast charge so you can get it, you know, back on your wrist as fast as you can before you lose the charge.
So I actually had to charge my Apple Watch this morning. And from taking it off when I woke up to getting myself prepared, it brought it up about 50-60% in around 30 minutes. So I agree. I don't necessarily think I need the fast charging. But of course, those that might push the device further, it could be a benefit to them.
Right. Yeah. It's not a slow charging device as far as I'm concerned. But I mean, we're realistic, everything that people might be missing if they went with the SE instead of the Series 8 or the Ultra, obviously, although you're missing a lot more from the Ultra. It just felt like we should put that one in. Now, the thing that I found interesting about, because you brought this topic today, you wanted to talk about this. And the thing that I find most interesting about you wanting to bring this topic, you have advice for people looking to get an Apple Watch of their own.
Yes. So I made the mistake of just – so first, the purchase of my Apple Watch SE was a spur-of-the-moment decision. After I got my idea for crash detection, I kind of woke up in the morning and was like, okay, I'm going to go do this. I looked into which new devices included it. My cheapest option was the SE.
Okay. I'm sorry. You say you woke up in the morning. Tell people which morning this was.
Yes, this would be the Saturday after the release. So last Saturday.
So nothing going on at an Apple store, really.
Not too much, you know, No, it was a madhouse.
New phones and new watches and other new watches, but otherwise shouldn't be a problem.
Right, yeah, yeah. What truly makes it interesting is that I told them that I wanted to test out sizes for the device. So I went to my local Apple store and I wanted to get a good size of my wrist because I don't typically know the size of my wrist off the top of my head. So I go in and there's immediately two lines. One is for online pickup, and then the much, much larger and longer line is for those wishing to purchase things in store that day.
Right.
They let me bypass all of this to go try watches, not fully realizing that they may have suspected that I was attempting to cut said line, because when I started speaking to somebody saying, hey, I want to purchase this, the person just sort of immediately got confused, was wondering what I was doing in the store in the first place, and then informed me to get into the back of the line.
Well, in fairness, that's cool, because otherwise, you know, you could come in and be like, yeah, I just want to hold one of those Apple Pencils. Now, will you please get me an iMac?
Yeah, yeah. It's a good way to help make sure fairness. But I will say, if you know, if you are attempting to get a first day device, definitely just go the online route. Just have it shipped to you, or, you know, even just maybe in-store pickup. Don't just think you can hop out of bed like I certainly thought, and think you're going to get a device in your hand.
I love that you thought that, though. Yeah, there was some article I read, and I can't remember where it was, but it was about, it might have been the South China Morning Post article that I was reading earlier this week, where they were talking about iPhone sales in China, and basically the stores in mainland China had a dude out front just saying, yeah, if you're here to pick something up, you're welcome. You are also welcome if you're not here to pick something up that you've already ordered, but we would really encourage you to come back another day because, you know, yeah, it's a, as you said, it's a madhouse. Now, I think really quickly, I think that we missed probably the most important point in this whole discussion. What color and band combination did you go for?
Ah, yes. If you're accessorizing, you got to go all the way with your accessories.
I think so.
So right now I am just rocking Midnight on Midnight. Now I'm not going to name where I went and bought my device, but it was not from Apple after realizing my tremendous error.
After all that, you didn't buy it from Apple?
I didn't. I immediately left and went to another store.
You went and turned on the fun, didn't you? That's my guess. I'm just guessing because, you know, can't imagine they were having as much trouble that day.
There was a much easier route.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine.
They were unfortunately out of product red, so I did go Midnight on Midnight.
All right. That's pretty cool. That's actually what I went with my Series 7. I think I have the, I can't remember, I think it's Anthracite, actually, is what Nike called their band. So it was like the black or midnight or charcoal or who cares. It's black. It's black with an Anthracite band, it seems. Hey, in just a minute, and I didn't realize that you were actually were working more in depth with crash detection than... Well, I realized. That's how not realizing something works. We're going to talk about crash detection in a moment. And if we get a chance, we might talk about fall detection as well. And a couple of apples in case of emergency features. But first, I want to tell people about another show that I would love for them to check out. For a few years now, I have hosted a show called The Checklist, brought to you by Secure Mac. It goes back and forth between big security stories of the day to... Yes, checklists that you can use to keep yourself safe. Comes out every Thursday, which means there is a new show today, this week, what we can learn from a targeted attack against a YouTuber, bad guys using news of the day to scam people, and the danger that lurks before your eyes. This story actually kind of freaked me out, so come join me in my freak out, won't you? The show is called The Checklist. It is brought to you by Secure Mac. It is online at securemac.com/checklist or wherever you get podcasts. Nick DeCorville is with us today. I feel certain I'm pronouncing your wrong name a different way every single time I say it.
I was actually talking about this with Alexander Imbirikos. And I found myself saying that he works for Remotion, and we worked together on a couple of projects for the Mac Observer. Mm-hmm. And I thought I was always pronouncing his name wrong, so I asked him how he pronounced it. And I can't possibly do this justice, so I won't even try. But he let it go with the full legato of a Greek accent, and it made me realize, oh. Maybe I shouldn't worry about pronunciation too much.
You know, my favorite is when people tell me that I pronounce my name wrong. And I'm not kidding. It does happen. So I said on today's Mac OS Ken that some features should come with a sticker that says, don't try this at home. Because if people don't tell you, don't try this at home, you know somebody's going to. And somebody has with crash detection. You've actually written up this story for the Mac Observer. Remind people what this is. I mean, we've been talking about it all the way through, actually. And then if you would, tell them the story of TechRax and what they did.
Yeah, so crash detection is a new feature that Apple introduced. It's available across all new iPhone 14 models, as well as Apple Watch models. So a lot of people, or at least one YouTuber, has decided to actually try this for themselves.
Right.
And they got themselves an old Mercury, took it out into a field, and attempted to wreck it into some cars.
Now, we should say the most important thing, they remote controlled this car. They didn't get behind the wheel and just trust the seatbelt.
Johnny Knoxville was not on set, no.
Yeah, right, okay. It's kind of funny, though, because you think, wow, they remote controlled a car. I wonder what the setup was for the phone. And it looked like the setup for the phone was packing tape around the headset of the car.
Yes, yes. Modern ingenuity at its finest. Due to them using a self-driving car, they actually had a couple of issues actually getting the car to connect.
Mm-hmm.
So it took them a couple of tries, but they also had to kind of expand how many cars were there. But they got a pretty decent fender bender type collision, and then a more intense collision. And interestingly, the first collision did take a couple of seconds to respond, but they did get crash detection to activate within both tests.
Right. And the thing is, though, they did actually stop it from calling emergency services, which I think is smart of them to get it to stop. Although I would argue all we really know is, does it detect a crash?
Yeah, that Sorry, is the information.
We don't know for sure if it'll actually call the people that you need to call, although I assume it will, because of course it does that for fall detection, and mostly I'm just kidding there.
It puts you on line with Tim Cook himself.
Yeah, that's what happened. I will say it's kind of surprising to me that we haven't already seen like the whole, you know, rash of stories and emails from people saying how crash detection saved their lives. But it's kind of different than when, you know, your watch says you've got AFib. Because if your watch says you've got AFib, then you go to the doctor and your doctor's like, wow, you got AFib. You leave the doctor, you know, that day, and you can then go, hey, I've got AFib and my watch told me. Whereas if you get in a crash, it's probably going to be a few days. There's a decent chance it's going to be a few days. If you're to such a level that emergency services need to be called, it might be a week or two before you're like, oh, yeah, by the way, my watch or my phone saved my life.
That's an interesting point. Yeah. And so what I'm wondering is how low is the bar set for crash detection? And the YouTube video gave me something of an answer today. The minor fender bender, you know, that is something hopefully you walk away from.
Sure.
But at the same time, it was enough to get the feature to activate. So that really is just kind of making my mind wander, like, where's the bar at?
If some jerk sits on your car, is somebody calling 911? I got to say really quickly, one thing I love about crash detection is that it ships on by default. I fell last week. And it's like, it's one of those things where, like, you know, every now and then you fall, whatever. I rolled my ankle. I fell down. I actually landed on one hip, hit my other elbow, whatever. I'm still a tiny bit achy to the point that my hip is actually still bruised. It hurts, right? And it occurred to me when we were doing this show, where the heck was fall detection?
Ooh.
I mean, I got up immediately because I was embarrassed and also because I was fine. I mean, yes, my hip still hurts a little bit, but I didn't hurt myself, like really hurt myself. But I wondered where fall detection was. I went to check today. I don't know if fall detection ships on by default and I turned it off for some dumb reason, or if it doesn't ship on by default. But I went today getting ready for this show and found out that fall detection was off on my Apple Watch. So I like the fact that crash detection comes ready to go, you know, in case you suddenly have to stop. Check for fall detection, especially, you know, if you, like Nick or, you know, me, tend to be a little clumsy and fall down occasionally.
Yeah, so I actually just checked, and interesting, at least with the SE, fall detection it will only be on during workouts.
That is one of the options. Yeah, I think that's the one I turned on because it was off initially, and then it's like, do you want it always on or do you just want it during workouts? And, you know, I think I'm just young enough that I'm going to say only during workouts, please. I'm not quite ready for the other one just yet.
I don't know how well I would be able to take that information.
Yeah, well, give it time. Hey, if you've got a question or a comment for this show, we would love to hear it. We would love to hear from you. There are a couple of great ways to do that. Observations@macobserver.com. If you want to email us, observations@macobserver.com. You can also hit up the show on Twitter @TMODaily, @TMODaily on Twitter. If you want to follow me online, I am @MacOSKen on Twitter. You can also visit my website, macosken.com. I know, Nick, that people can follow your writing at the Mac Observer online at macobserver.com, but they want to follow you specifically. What do you suggest? What do you want them to do?
Ooh, so for now, I'm still taking somewhat of a leave from social media.
Okay.
So right now, the best way to get a hold of me would be through the Mac Observer. I haven't decided when or if I'll return to Twitter. I do have the account is still there, but I do not interact with it in any way.
Yesterday was my 15th anniversary on Twitter. Yesterday was my 15th. It sent me that thing that was like, "Hey, congratulations! Do you remember where you were?" And I was like, "I'm pretty sure I was happier." Advertising for this show handled by Backbeat Media, online at backbeatmedia.com. The Daily Observations is a production of the Mac Observer. For the latest news to product reviews, your source for Apple news is macobserver.com.